Welcome to Letters from a Stoic by Seneca, a book written 2,000 years ago that answers the most urgent question you face today, how to actually live well when life keeps falling apart. Most people assume ancient philosophy is abstract and distant, but this book hides a counterintuitive truth about time, wealth, and fear that will stop you cold. Seneca, the man who tutored the Emperor Nero and held more power than almost anyone in Rome, wrote these letters while preparing for his own death. Seneca was born around 4 BCE in Cordoba, Spain, into a wealthy and intellectually distinguished family. His father was a celebrated rhetorician, and Seneca trained under Stoic teachers, including Attalus and Socin. Despite chronic respiratory illness, he rose to become an orator, senator, and one of Rome's most powerful political figures. The author's biography reads as a series of dramatic reversals that would test any philosophy. He narrowly escaped execution under Caligula, then spent 8 years exiled to Corsica under Claudius. He was later recalled to co-govern the empire as Nero's chief advisor, accumulating enormous personal wealth along the way. That wealth created an obvious tension with his Stoic teachings on the unimportance of material goods. His contemporaries noticed the contradiction, and Seneca himself acknowledged it openly. This honesty is part of what makes him compelling. He never claimed to be a perfected sage. The letters to Lucilius were written between roughly 62 and 65 CE, after Seneca withdrew from political power. Addressed to his friend Gaius Lucilius Jr., the 124 letters were clearly intended for a wider audience from the start. They are distinctive for their conversational intimacy, practical moral focus, and willingness to engage directly with the reader's psychological struggles. Seneca argues that philosophy is not an abstract intellectual exercise, but a daily discipline for living well. He urges Lucilius to guard time fiercely, insisting most people don't have short lives. They simply waste the time they have through distraction and trivial obligations. The author also warns that associating closely with people of poor character corrupts one's own moral progress through the contagion of habits. On wealth, the author contends that the desire for riches is insatiable, and true contentment comes from limiting desires rather than expanding possessions. He recommends voluntary discomfort, eating plainly, living simply, not as punishment, but as a way to test character and reduce fear of real misfortune. Seneca returns repeatedly to death, arguing that meditating on mortality is clarifying, not morbid, stripping away trivial concerns and sharpening focus on what genuinely matters. Throughout the letters, Seneca presents himself not as a perfected sage, but as a fellow traveler. He is still wrestling with the same fears and temptations he urges Lucilius to confront. This honesty gives the letters their unusual candor and explains why they still resonate today. Seneca's prose style reinforces his philosophy directly. His sentences are short, pointed, and epigrammatic, designed for immediate impact and memorability. Ancient critics like Quintilian admired his brilliance while worrying that this compressed style encouraged superficiality. But Seneca saw this compression as philosophically necessary, not stylistic vanity. Moral truths, he believed, must strike with force to actually change how people live. A slow, meandering argument gives the mind too much room to escape. That compression also shaped how Seneca thought about moral progress itself. He did not believe transformation came from reading philosophy once and moving on. It required daily repetition, returning to the same truths until they became instinct, not just opinion.